This poem is about my mother, and it's based on the motherly advice, which maybe some of you still remember. I don't know whether modern mothers still have this advice that you should never sleep with flowers in a room. You know, always take out flowers from bedrooms, and even in hospitals, the nurses in the evening rush to get out all the flowers. I always think, what do they do with all these flowers? But anyhow, it has some scientific reason with oxygen and nitrogen and something like that. But no one has ever died of a death of flowers. So I think this advice, and actually it's very funny that all of us keep these kinds of almost silly or foolish advices, or anyhow very unimportant advices, with us, and the real advices we never take with us because we don't do it. So I think mothers and fathers have long given up to have these advices, and they just limit themselves to these almost ridiculous advices, because these stay with us. That's a strange thing. I remember in World War II, in the Jewish Brigade Group, we had a song in Hebrew which ran, a mother was sending a letter to her son, and it went that, if you go to attack the enemy, never forget to wear a sweater. And which again is one of these advices, but if you come to think of it, and it was meant to be funny, you know, because soldiers want to overcome their deep fears, so they make fun of all these things. But actually, I think this advice is just a kind of representative of the real thing she wanted to say. Actually, this mother wanted to say, don't go to war at all. And if you see the enemy, run as fast as you can. But she knows it won't help. So it's actually these advices which we carry around with us. My mother once told me not to sleep with flowers in the room. Since then, I've not slept with flowers. I sleep alone without them. There were many flowers, but I've never had enough time, and persons I love are already pushing themselves away from my life like boats away from the shore. My mother said not to sleep with flowers. You won't sleep. You won't sleep, mother of my childhood. The banister I clung to when they dragged me off to school is long since burnt, but my hands clinging remain clinging.